Guys, coming up next to the stage, the founder and director of Read Write Library, Nell Taylor.
So I'm going to preface this with the understanding that I hope we will all agree to that a terrible Robert Altman movie is still a Robert Altman movie. I went to film school, and it was one of the absolute worst decisions of my life. I have a lot of, like, young kids in art school who will come to interview me and want to know, sort of, like, how do you get into an arts organization? How do you work in the arts? And I will tell them, get out of art school. I started in screenwriting, and I was 19 years old. I was the only girl in the entire screenwriting program, and I was the youngest by about 10 years. So everyone else in the screenwriting program besides me, which was like maybe all 11 of us, they were writing three-hour epic sci-fis and Rob Schneider vehicles about people running like one way, the wrong way, up and down escalator with donkey dick. This is real. That was someone's, like, thesis. So as somebody who lives a lot in my head and was really interested in, like, all kinds of meta-narratives and postmodern, experimental, this and that, like, it was totally the wrong program for me. So I started trying to find, like, you know, okay, I'm going to graduate in a couple years. I'm already here. This is wrong, but they're going to hand me my degree and I can just get out of this. So what can I do? So I ended up getting into editing. I did an internship at a post house. I got super into Avid. I learned all these other things. It was amazing. I got really, really into critical theory. I found out that I could be a lot more creative in my theory classes where I was doing a comparison, for example, of Cassavetes to Altman, and going off on all these research tangents and emailing my professor in the middle of the night being like, I have this crazy theory. Is this something I can actually do? And they'd be like, yeah, you can totally do that. Because when I would talk to my screenwriting professors about my crazy ideas, they'd be like, okay, but how can we boil this down to a three-minute pitch? Which I struggled with. So I also was just always in my life really into art direction and drawing. And so at this point, I was only in film school for 3 years, so I was like all over the place. And one of the secrets of working in an art department on a movie is that most of the people who work in them have no idea how to draw. So if you end up interviewing or potentially being considered for a production assistant role, if you can actually just whip out your sketchbook and be like, hey, I can draw people that reasonably look like people, there's actually going to be a lot of work for you. So this was something that I got into like maybe 2 years or so into school. And so I wound up working on one of Robert Altman's last movies, which was The Company. It was his movie that was really weirdly, in that typical Robert Altman way, like, really great. Malcolm McDowell was in it. But it was written by Neve Campbell. So it was like that kind of, like, weird, like, how you wind up with Popeye. You know, this was sort of that movie except for ballet. And so I walk in on my very first day, and I'm working in the art department as a production assistant. And there's a roll of carpeting because we're working in this crazy old... Do you guys know where Elephant and Castle is downtown, like where the subway turns? So that was where we were filming. That building at that point was totally empty. We had three different floors of it, and in the art department we called one the mold floor, the asbestos floor, and the lead floor. And that's how we knew where to go for a shoot on any given day, and that's where we were building our sets. Whenever you would get on the elevator, there would be a sign on it that said, make sure you have your cell phone. And I eventually ended up drawing a skeleton that would sit next to that and be on there to really just kind of hammer that home. And so I walk in, and it's this amazingly Baroque, gorgeous building that's probably been decaying and empty for the past 30 years, as buildings in the Loop did before, like, you know, the mid-aughts. And I immediately trip over a carpet and fall flat on my face. And so all of the other production assistants and grips and gaffers come running over to me because they assume I'm a ballerina. Because that's who this was about. It was about Joffrey ballet dancers. And I'm standing there thinking, how in the world can you think that I'm a ballerina? Granted, I was 60 pounds lighter at the time, which is not something that I should be. Like, I was literally all bones. I've been run over by a bus, literally, and, like, nothing broke. So that goes to show you, like, how much of me is just, like, solid. And so I get up, and, like, all these people are fawning over me, and I'm like, no, 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 I'm just a PA. And they're like, oh, okay, fine. And so I asked someone, though, I'm like, why would you possibly think that? And what they told me was that the ballet dancers on the set spend so much of their time looking ahead always because they're used to spinning in circles and hitting their point over and over and over again, that the ballet dancers never looked down, so they were constantly falling all over the set all the time and setting the schedule back and injuring themselves. And so this ended up being the next 3 months of my life because no one pays attention to anyone in the art department. You know, you're not really there. But when you fall over and injure yourself as much as I do, everyone thinks you're a ballerina. So where we would have lunch every day was in a place that I like to call Miss Havisham's Mexican Restaurant.
No.
Really. It was, it looked like a Chili's or a Chi-Chi's, like something that was just like terribly out of the suburbs in the 80s. And it was on one of these floors. And because the building had been abandoned for I don't know how many years, nobody had touched it for a very, very long time. And everything was still totally intact. And it was covered in dust. And there were all these gorgeous paper decorations that were shredded and hanging from the ceiling. So I got the rare pleasure of standing in line for lunch ahead of Malcolm McDowell in line for taco salad during craft service one day and him assuming yet again that I was a ballerina. And so he started asking me for dieting tips and how to actually make his taco salad bowl to get the most nutrients out of it and to remain the skinniest, which at the time all I had was like a metabolism. Like I had no other plan or anything. I was 19. I ate like beer. So at the end of this whole thing, you know, I've been sort of like hanging out on the sidelines, trying to watch what happened in the film industry, observe as much as I could, and just digest. And I was having all these like weird distractions of people thinking I was a ballerina and all this stuff was super hilarious and funny and wonderful. But I was always really afraid to talk to Bob. So Bob is Robert Altman. Bob is what everybody on set called him who was familiar with him. And I'd actually like written all these papers on Bob because I'd just gotten out of this comparative class on Cassavetes and Altman. And so I was absolutely petrified of opening my mouth in front of him. And so finally we wrap shooting and we're on this Navy Pier cruise ship, the Odyssey, for our cast party, our wrap party. And the incredibly sweet, generous line producer for the art department makes it a point to, you know, bring me up to Bob where he's been smoking pot on the deck for the last 6 hours, as he does. Well, as he did. And Ben, the line producer at the art department, says, hey, Bob, you know, I want to introduce you to somebody. She's the one who's been doing all of the illustrations and the posters and putting things together on the set. And she actually just took a class on you. And so I'm going up to shake Robert Altman's hand. I've just been introduced to him. He's Bob. I'm, like, meeting Bob. And he shakes my hand and then grabs my arm and says, that's nice, did you learn anything, as he proceeds to walk past me. And that was still one of the most, like, super incredible parts of that entire experience. Seriously, because I was, like, actually being recognized for who I was and somebody who'd contributed something to the art department and somebody who was there to study and to learn. And even though I only had sort of that one fleeting moment and he was high out of his gourd, you know, which has produced a lot of great art, you know, especially from him, it was still an incredible experience for me because I wasn't just being seen as yet another person on the set falling over things. Thank you.
Thank you, Nell. Yeah, PSA, if you haven't seen a Robert Altman film, go do it. Like after this show, though. Say, we got two more speakers, two more songs, then Robert Altman, and then work maybe tomorrow morning.